We are back with more of the Capital Green Scene. Bill and Brian here at the mics, and we are thinking about the North Country.
Yes,
Brian.
Yes. And our guest is Lee Keat, who is the board member and treasurer for Adirondack Recreational Trail Advocates. And we're discussing the possible future of a historic rail line connecting Utica and Lake Placid. And there's this 80-90-mile stretch in the middle that isn't being used currently for tourist trains. Would need a lot of money to be brought up to that standard. And Lee's group has another idea that involves changing it from rails into, and here you go, Lee, what do you want to turn this into? Give us the vision.
We're calling it the Adirondack Rail Trail, and it would be one of the destination recreation trails in the United States. There are now many of them, as I think most of your listeners know.
Oh, yeah.
They're all over the country, and it's amazing to us that there isn't one through the heart of the Adirondacks. We have this basically abandoned rail line, the 81 miles from Old Forge up to Saranac Lake. It's not been used for passenger service in 46 years or for freight in 40 years. And we believe that the way to encourage tourism and improve the economy is to take that 81-mile stretch and turn it into a world-class recreational trail.
Yeah, but you're going to turn it over to the people that the environmentalists are very, very suspicious about, right? The snowmobilers, there's going to be beer cans up there,
the
Brian.
The snowmobiler, that is part of this coalition, believe it or not.
The snowmobilers already have the trail. Most people don't understand that. Mm-hmm. They lease it from the state and have for 16 years, I believe, for $1 a year. And they get 5-month lease to run the entire corridor.
Oh, they can do that even with the rails. That's right in the winter.
But they need a lot of extra snow.
Yeah, they can do it with the rails. Yeah. They need 2 feet of snow in order to groom it, it properly. And that is one of the problems. I mean, it isn't a question of whether we're going to have snowmobiles on that corridor. We already do. It's a licensed snowmobile corridor. And the number one economic center of the Adirondacks in the winter is Old Forge due to snowmobiling.
Oh, yeah.
But they have trouble getting north from Old Forge, and one of our really depressed areas is Tupper Lake, who would benefit mightily if those rails weren't there. Even if the surface wasn't groomed or changed from Tupper Lake to Old Forge, if it was simply the rails were simply removed, then they would only need 5 inches of snow, which means instead of getting 1 or 2 months a year of use, they would get the full 4 or 5 months a year of use. And that would be a big benefit because snowmobilers spend a lot of money. They are the number one.
More cigarette butts, more beer cans.
Yeah, well, they buy a lot of stuff.
Don't let Bill goad you into that theory.
In fact, the character of these snowmobilers has changed dramatically. They're much more affluent. They're much more upscale. They buy bigger sleds. And they cruise. They want to go from site to site and spend money at restaurants. So it's a major boon for the economies where these people congregate.
So how would
I personally don't use a snowmobile. I've been on one, but I don't have anything against them. And I'm more in favor of our local economy being stimulated than I am in worrying about the things that some people claim. It's always the foreigner. We don't want a snowmobile here because we don't know what it's all about, and they make a lot of noise.
Why don't we just make a highway for those limousines that come up from Park Avenue into the Adirondacks?
Through Utica, the Utica limousine service. Now, obviously, all the rails and ties go. That's what this plan is about.
The ties are pretty much gone already.
Yeah.
If you look at the recent study that Stone Consulting did, they have an estimate of $13 million just to rip the ties if we were to put the railroad back, which is something I'd like to get to because there's no big difference between taking up the ties and the rails and using it for recreation and then putting the ties and the rails back 10 years from now if we need it and we really want a train than there is from taking them up and fixing them and putting them down
tomorrow. That's an interesting point. So,
yeah, you think they could get put back if there was some kind of, changing natural situation in terms of fuel.
Well, if gas was $20 a gallon,
it would probably be a national defense issue where some mineral in the Adirondacks that was rare needed to be exported so we could make some exotic something that we don't even know exists today. But it's certainly not going to be for passenger or regular freight service. But our proposal is that it be rail banked. Rail banking is where you buy contract to You note that the authority that owns the corridor or manages the corridor at any time can put the rails back In this case, it would be the New York State Department of Transportation. And in the contract and the lease that would go to the recreational authority that would be running the rail trail, they would know at any time that those rails be put back.
Hmm.
Once it's converted to a rec trail, it's actually in better shape to put the rails down than it would be if you started today, because the corridor is a mess. Most of the ties have rotted, and many of the rails aren't properly anchored. That's why they have to have a flagman walk ahead of the train when it goes.
Could you sell those rails for scrap and make, you know, sort of defray the cost that way?
That's exactly our plan. We have a current quote, and it fluctuates, but the scrap steel's worth about $65,000 a mile.
Wow.
That means the 81 miles from Saranac Lake to Old Forge would get us about $5.2 million.
Oh, there you go.
And we all have an estimate that we can do a perfect surface, when I say perfect, a great surface for road bikes from Saranac Lake to Tupper Lake for a lot less than that. And so our plan would be to put the initial path in from Saranac Lake to Tupper and take the rails up all the way to Old Forge so that we have mountain bike access past Tupper Lake and hiking, of course, and skiing and snowshoeing. But we also then open up that corridor for snowmobiles to get from Old Fort to Tupper Lake and north.
Now when someone is on the trail, Lisa, are there ways to get off it? Or is it 80 miles of wilderness, and this is only for, like, high-endurance types? You know, is there a way people could get off?
No, it falls into multiple categories.
Mm-hmm.
The section from, as I said, Lake Placid to Saranac Lake is being built as a parallel mm-hmm. bike path to the train that would tie into the next 81 miles. From Saranac Lake out to Tupper Lake is actually a very wonderful and interesting route because it goes through some pretty good territory of its own. It goes past Macaulay Pond out through Lake Clear, then through the Floodwood Ponds, past Rollins Pond, which is where there's a major state campsite, and then on to Tupper Lake, where, of course, there's now the Wild Center, which is a major attraction. That total trip from Lake Placid is 34 miles. I bike regularly, and that would be, for me, a two-hour ride, mm-hmm. maybe 2 hours and 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Nothing exhausting.
Yeah, the grade is so perfect for biking.
Yeah, you were saying during the break, Lee, what's 2% grade is the maximum that this
two,
line
yeah,
is?
And the other thing that we're very interested in is access for people with infants, kids on trikes, handicapped people who now have access to the wilderness. As soon as those rails come up, somebody in a wheelchair could easily have access to the wilderness. And to finish my earlier point, that path out to Tupper Lake goes within a quarter of a mile of the Rollins Pond and Fish Creek campsites, where every summer 200,000 people come to recreate. And we ask the DEC guys that come in and out of the campsite get their passes in to count the bikes on the incoming cars and campers for us. And after 2 weeks, we went back, and they said we couldn't do it. Could you ask us to count those that don't have bikes? Because they all have bikes, and it was just getting ridiculous to try to count them. So these people all come in wanting to recreate and ride their bicycles, and they could easily go on the path and go the 9 miles into Tupper Lake to the Wild Center, or they could go the 16 miles into Saranac Lake and go to the carousel or to some other facilities, or they could go the 25 miles into Lake Placid, depending on what the athletic inclination is.
Now, we're almost getting to the end of the station here on the show here, so let me ask you a couple of quick ones, too. DOT controls this, Lee. Are there any provisions for them to review this lease with the railroad? Is it up for review, or can it just go indefinitely?
It's renewed annually, so mm-hmm. they can change it any year
review.
They want.
Okay.
Under the unit management plan, the railroad lease was experimental. It's a marketing test. It was supposed to be reviewed when the UMP was reviewed, which was 5 years later. That means it should have been reviewed in 2001. It wasn't. It should have then been re-reviewed in 2006. It wasn't. And it should have been re-reviewed last year, and it wasn't. So mm-hmm. we're asking for a full review and for the consideration of the second choice back in 1995, mm-hmm. which was the recreation trail.
Now, your group, Lee, as well, has an online petition that people who
We have a full website and petition where people who think this is a good idea can sign up. It's thearta.org, THEARTA, for Adirondack Recreational Trail Advocates.org. And there's lots of information there. Even the report on the train restoration is there, the Stone Consulting Report, the recent Rails to Trails Consultants Report, that says we get 244,000 visitors and almost $20 million a year in new revenues is there. And we would really love to have more signatures because we're approaching 10,000 signatures, which is where we think we're ready to go to the governor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, then. Well, it sounds like this issue is ongoing and the future of this whole rail line bill is still up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, I'm halfway there, Brian. As a big train buff, yeah, I'm coming over to the other side.
Well, there you go, then.
Anyway, once again, we have strutted and fretted our half hour upon the stage. We now temporarily drop the curtain on the Capitol Green scene. Check out the following places on the World Wide Web, www.chpexpress.com, and of course,
timesunion.com. Look for the green blog. This interview is up next week.
Indeed. Be sure to tune us in again next Saturday, same time, same station, for another exciting episode of the Capitol Green scene. Until next Saturday, don't get the jitters. Our Olympic athletes are no quitters, especially after quaffing a pint of bitters.